بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته، أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا بكم مرة أخرى في حلقة جديدة من برنامجكم العربية للجميع. Once again, respected listeners, we welcome you to another episode of this program, Al-Arabiyyatu Lil-Jami', Arabic for All. And in this program, we are learning the Quranic language, the language of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the language of the Sahaba, the Tabi'een, and the language of the Hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the Du'as as well. Make intention, inshallah, you are learning this wonderful language so that you can understand the Quran, understand the Hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, understand the Du'as, and benefit from the various dialogues which we prepare for you, inshallah, so that you can communicate with Arab people. If you go to an Arab country, you will be able, inshallah, to speak to people and understand them as well. The season of Hajj is coming, inshallah. We'll be also giving you some important words and sentences related to Hajj and related to the importance dialogues which a person may need if he goes to Hajj, inshallah. All right, we start our program by saying that today, inshallah, it will be a general revision, and we'll be asking questions right from the beginning of the program, inshallah, until the end of the program, related to previous lessons and also Quranic verses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Quranic verses we're studying from the Noble Quran. So you can call us directly from the beginning of the program. The number to dial is 011-854-1548. It's 011-854-1548. All our students are encouraged, inshallah, to call in and answer the questions which we are preparing for you, inshallah. We have, alhamdulillah, over 250 students with us in Al-Arabiyyat Al-Jami', and this is indeed a good number, and we wish that we increase the students' number, and we have more and more students joining us and listening to the program and benefiting from the program, inshallah. I think we have a few students online. Let's see, who do we have online? Our first student, we have about 255, actually, not 250, 255 students with us in this program. Not, of course, all of them are practicing or coming on air and speaking to us, but it's important and essential that you come on air, practice your language, try to pronounce the words, try to answer the questions which we prepare for you to make sure that you have understood and you memorize the words. Let's take the first call. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Man anti?
175.
175. Kam daraja ladayki?
I think it's
112.
Ji.
It's 112. That's how it's pronounced.
Oh,
112 means 112. Alright, don't forget this.
Okay. Jazakallah.
First question is related to the Quran.
Yes.
What is the meaning of infaq?
Infaq, spending.
Excellent. And the verb yunfiq?
To spend.
To spend, exactly. Now, what is the meaning of the verb anzala?
To reveal.
To reveal, okay, very good. Min qablika?
Before you.
Min ba'dika?
After you.
Excellent. 2 points for the Quran question.
Okay.
We move on to the next question, and it's related to a lesson which you prepared, a previous lesson, the transport, the means of transport. What is the meaning of boat in Arabic?
Maktab. What? Isn't it?
It starts with a meme, yes.
Maktab.
Maktab means an office.
An office.
Yeah. It's not both.
Miqad. Oh, no.
Miqad means seat.
Means seat. I'm confused with the two.
Start with a meme and end with a ba. Not going.
Just not registering, Sheikh.
Okay. Another chance? Markab. Markab means boat, okay?
That's right, markab.
So what about safina?
Shap.
Shap.
Okay.
And what about ta'ira?
Airplane.
And what about سيارة؟
سيارة car.
Very well.
Okay.
And يسافر the verb؟
مسافر is
you,
to travel.
You يسافر the verb يسافر.
To travel.
To travel. Very good. You got 2 points for this question.
شكرا.
The means of transport.
Okay.
Now the last question for you is a grammar question.
Okay.
Are you ready for this question?
Okay.
All right. The grammar question is give me the jewel of Aba'a.
Aba'a.
أنا ألبس العباءة. عباية.
What is the meaning of it, Sheikh?
عباية.
عباية.
Yeah.
Oh,
But you don't need the meaning. You need to give me the jewel of it. مثنى عباء. Say it again.
عبايتان.
Yes, عبايتان or عباءتان because you pronounce a hamza there.
Okay.
We'll give you another one. بدلة.
بدلتان.
Well done. And رجل.
رجلان.
رجلان. So the jewel year or the lesson regarding the jewel year while we're revising with you is you add alif and noon or ya and noon to the end of the word.
جي.
Alif and noon or ya and noon. So it can be رجلان or رجلين.
جي.
امرأتان or امرأتين.
جي.
All right.
جي.
You've got another point for this question. So altogether is 5 points for student number 175. So you got now 117.
شكراً جزيلاً.
جزاك الله خيراً sister.
بارك الله.
السلام عليكم.
عليكم
السلام. Let's take the next call. السلام عليكم.
السلام عليكم.
وعليكم السلام. من أنت؟
خمسون.
الطالبة رقم 50. كم درجة لديك؟
Okay, it was not 150. It was 149. It was
149. حسنا السؤال الأول سؤال خاص بالقرآن ما معنى قول الله سبحانه وتعالى إن الذين كفروا سواء عليهم أأنذرتهم أم لم تنذرهم لا يؤمنون What is لم تنذرهم
لم is do not and نذر is warn them
Yes, to warn them. Tunzir is to warn them. And what about nazir?
Nazir is warning.
Warning. ختم الله على قلوبهم وعلى سمعهم وعلى أبصارهم غشاوة. What is غشاوة?
Oh, it's a veil.
Veil. Right? Correct. ومن الناس من يقول آمنا بالله وباليوم الآخر وما هم بمؤمنين. Right? What is the meaning of the word وَمَا هُمْ?
They are.
وَمَا
no, is not. مَا is not.
They are not. They are not. Yes, are not. Exactly. مَا is a negation here, negates what comes after it. You've got 2 points for the Quran question. Now, moving on to the next question and words, the words here related to the jobs. Right? I want to ask you about trader in Arabic.
Trader?
Yes, or businessman?
I think trader, business, trader. Tajir?
Tajir, very good. Tajir. And the next one. أعمل كهربائي. What is the meaning of كهربائي?
Oh, I think that's what do you call it? Electrician.
Electrician, that's correct. The next one is, what is the meaning of صيدلي?
Pharmacist.
Pharmacist.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. One more. Engineer.
Engineer. Engineer. Oh, Mohandis.
Mohandis. Mohandis, that's correct. Very good. Okay, you've got here another 2 points, other 2 points, so it's 4 points. Now, the last question, which is a grammar question. And in the grammar question, I'm asking you to give me the masculine of Hamra.
Ahmar.
Ahmar. Jamila.
Ajmal.
Well done. Another point.
Jazakallah.
So, you've got altogether 5 points for student number, student number again? 50?
50, yeah.
Now you've got 145. 154.
Jazakallah khair.
Wa alaykum salam wa rahmatullah. Right, we don't have more calls. We're waiting for the rest of students, inshallah, to call in and practice the Arabic language with us. Student number 1, 17, 15, 16, 17. I'm just mentioning those who are practicing with us and phoning in on normally. Student number 72, number 206. Well, student number 72 for a long time didn't phone in. Also, student number 213, 216, 217, 218, and 253 and 254. We wish that our students also practice the Arabic language in the program. This is actually why we made the second of every second program actually to practice the Arabic language with the students, asking them and also revising with them on some of the lessons which we may have learned before, but some people forget the lessons. That's normal. By nature, we tend to forget what we have learned. This is why it's important that we practice our Arabic language. We call in the program and answer the questions and be ready for it, inshallah. The major reward here is that you are, beside learning the Quran and benefiting from that in your daily life, and also having more khushu and being rewarded by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for spending time learning the Arabic language. But beside this also, you yourself will feel better when you are able to speak this language, the Arabic language. It will benefit you if you go to an Arab country. It will benefit you, inshallah, to communicate with people, to understand better many things about Islam and about the Hadith and about the Quran. And believe me, there are many people who are trying to learn this wonderful Arabic language, and they pay so much of money for it. But alhamdulillah, we are doing this and we are learning freely here. Alright, let's take the next call. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
Man anti?
Wahid.
Wahid. Kam daraja ladayki?
Mia thalatha ashrun.
Yeah, mia wa. You add wa, yeah. Mia wa thalatha wa ashrun.
Okay.
123 points. Okay, very good. You are the nearest student to the first student, which is student number 50, with 154 points. You are just behind it, mashallah.
But I'm a beginner, sorry.
Sorry?
I'm still a beginner, but...
Yes, even you are a beginner, but alhamdulillah, we can see that how you are moving on and learning.
Okay.
Right, the first question, the Quran question. يخادعون الله والذين آمنوا وما يخدعون إلا أنفسهم. What is the meaning of يخدعون?
To deceive.
They deceive, right? That's correct. أنفسهم.
Yourself.
نفسك means yourself. نفسك. But I'm here ask أنفسهم. نفس only. نفس means self or soul.
Okay.
Right? But أنفس is plural. And here we are speaking and saying, we are adding the pronoun hum, anfusahum. The pronoun hum means?
They.
So anfusahum means?
Themselves,
okay. Exactly.
Okay.
وَمَا يَشْعُرُونَ. What is the meaning of يَشْعُرُونَ, يَشْعُر?
Grateful?
No. يَشْعُرُونَ. هو يشعر أنا أشعر بالبرد أنا أشعر بالحر أنا أشعر بالسعادة. Very important verb, by the way, the verb يشعر. أنا أشعر.
To realize
or to feel.
Okay.
Right? يشعر means to realize or to feel. Don't forget this one. وما يشعرون, and they don't realize.
Okay.
Or they don't feel that they are being deceived.
Okay.
Right. في قلوبهم مرض. What is the meaning of مرض?
Disease.
مرض. Disease, yes, correct. Right, you've got 2 points here. Now, a grammar question from Quran as well. What is the plural of marad?
Plural of marad, amrad.
Amrad, very good, mashallah. Right. Now, the last question is related to previous lessons which we have studied. And you studied with us fil madbakh, in the kitchen, did you?
Yes, I think I did. Yes.
Okay, in the kitchen. So the question here will be about the kitchen. What is the meaning of the word batatas?
Potatoes.
Potatoes. And kub?
Cup.
Cup. And malaiq?
Spoon.
Spoons.
Spoons.
Spoons, okay. Yeah. And what is the meaning of the word as-sakakin? Sikkin.
Knife.
That's correct. 2 points for this question also, so it's another point added to you, and you've got now 5 points. Student number one, it's 128.
JazakAllah
khairan for calling. All right. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Very good, alhamdulillah. When I see some of the students who are started as beginners with us and learning and being able to answer the questions which we ask, this is indeed refreshing and very good, and we feel happy that there is some fruit. Alhamdulillah, people learning, people are benefiting from the program, and they can speak some of the words of the Arabic language, some of the sentences, and learn some of the dialogues as well, and are ready for any question. Coming on in and answering the question is helpful also to the person, and beside that, he himself or she herself is learning the language and practicing her language and not forgetting. Also, she's benefiting other people by coming on air and speaking to us and teaching and helping in teaching others as well. Alright, we seems that we don't have any more calls. We're still waiting for more calls, inshallah, to come in and answer to the questions that we have prepared for our students. 011-854-1548. Just quick advices also in the Arabic language specifically, which we say in each program, that we read really to make our own dictionary of the Arabic language, in addition, of course, to buying some other dictionaries of Arabic language, smaller or bigger, and we benefit from that, and we learn and we try to memorize as much vocabs as we can. But making your own dictionary from the words and sentences which we prepare for you is very important, because we try to focus on the most important words and vocabs that will benefit you. If you go to an Arab country, inshallah, you will be able to speak, you will be able to communicate with people through these important dialogues and words, and of course the Quranic words which we are studying as well. Alright, seems there's no more calls, and by that we'll come to the end of our program for today. From my engineer, Brother Muhammad Bilal, from Misam Hajjaj, JazakumAllah khairan for listening. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.